Hello and welcome to
The Heart of Healing Show.
I'm your host, Natasha Slayton.
And I'm your co-host, Sophie Starr.
Join us each week as we explore the magic of alternative healing modalities, what they are, how they work, and the parts that have helped us.
We'll be interviewing world-renowned healers and experts within different fields.
All the while sharing personal stories of pain and perseverance. So tune in to tap into your true potential and learn with us as we dive into a world of possibilities.
Have some laughs.
And some cries. And ultimately, get to the heart of healing. Hello and welcome back to another episode of our show. We are so, so, so grateful that everyone keeps coming back week to week to listen to the show. If you're tuning in for the first time, welcome. We're so excited to have you here. And we're also extremely excited to have today's guest, beautiful goddess Sam Rhea. She is a woman's wellness practitioner and mindset coach. And you work very closely with the modality of womb healing, which is something that I'm so excited to talk about because traditionally speaking, it's not something that we hear about a lot. And so I'm super excited to dive into this with you. And I'd love for you to tell us and tell the listeners like how you found this modality, how you found out about it and were called to it and started working with it. Mm-hmm. We want all the things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. And oh my goodness, womb healing is something that is so dear to my heart because, one, it's something that is very deeply ingrained in my ancestry, and two, it is a very sacred organ that's more than just an organ, but it is also a way for us to connect to divine source or just that place where life can be birthed through. Mm. And so I really love to think about the womb as a portal or an energetic space that we all have access to connect with in a way that even if you don't have the physical organ or if you don't resonate as like woman or, you know, man or, you know, any gender, it's beyond gender. It is a sacred space that ultimately where we can birth and create and move in a way that is an expression of your essence, your activation, your desire to just create in the world. And it's, for me, it's a sacred place that we all get to connect to. Wow. And yeah, it's powerful.
Oh my goodness. I was gonna say with womb healing, the sacred space, I felt so excited hearing you describe that and how we all can connect to that portal, as you describe it, of energy and of life and of creation. And when I think of womb healing, you know, that kind of implies that there can be something wrong with the womb space. What types of issues does womb healing treat? What are the manifestations of that space that could be off?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. That's a beautiful question. And it is something that we don't really notice or think about unless we have a lot of pain there or we are giving birth or, you know, pregnant or some sort of like, or even having an abortion or having just anything that is like reminding us that we have that organ, we forget. So your womb, it's a hollow organ and it can move in and out of optimal positioning. And so when that it's held by ligaments. So when that happens on a physical level, we can see things around hormone imbalance. We can see infertility. We can see really intense, even digestion problems or just really intense period cramps, irregular cycles. So that's like the physical aspect of things that can happen. And on an energetic level, we can see feelings of disconnect, feeling ungrounded, feeling uncentered, indecisive, unsure, uncertain. And without direction. You can think of this place as being our space of grounding. It is our root and our sacral and our place where we can feel safe in our body and our ability to express from that place of safety. And we can't really express when we don't feel safe. So when we are having that imbalance happening, that physical imbalance, it's doing a bunch of things on an energetic space as well.
Wow. How did you discover womb healing? Because you said it's very connected to like your ancestral space.
Mm-hmm.
Was this a modality that you grew up knowing about, or was it something that you discovered and then felt called to
work with? Gosh, I love this question. This question is just so heart-opening for me. So I was led to a training that I didn't know was actually going to have womb massage. Like, I was more interested on like the herbal aspects of learning how to work with herbal medicine for, you know, a woman, like women's health. That was why I went to the training. And it turns out that there was womb massage. And my teacher had studied with Mayan people that she had like lived with them and had brought this medicine and started sharing it. And then I started to feel my grandma in this 14-day training. And I was like, why does she keep coming into my field? And then I had later found out when I started asking questions to my family that my grandma had done sobadas de matriz, or we also call as like empacho massage for like digestion issues, and also would do like limpias with the huevo. We see like the egg. I know there's like clearing energy with an egg, and she would be the woman that everyone would come to, bring their kids to when they couldn't sleep, or they just had some sort of imbalance, digestion issues, whatever it may be. So she was in essence like that curandera. And I was so disconnected to that because I'm first generation, so my parents had moved here. And I didn't really get to grow up with her and get to, learn that medicine directly from her. And I intuitively found a way to somehow be reconnected with that. And through that has it's changed my life. And it's ultimately carved my purpose and what I'm doing here on the planet now.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible. And you didn't previously know.
No, I had no idea.
What? And oh my gosh, I'm like tripping out over this.
That me too.
Like the epitome of divine alignment and divine purpose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And at this point, had you already experienced giving birth?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that is actually what initiated this journey of wanting to reconnect with my womb, because I had thought there was still like another child in there, and I didn't realize like energetically I had to reclaim my body as like, this is my space, this is my womb, like my baby is out into the world. And just I could not connect to like the lower part of my body. It literally felt like I just couldn't, and I was teaching women's yoga at the time, so it was a very weird and trippy thing to experience when I was having issues like connecting to my own rib cage, because there had been such a disconnect through my pregnancy because it was painful. Mm. It was very painful to carry a baby, and it was like on my womb. And now I learned that, well, we can actually adjust that. We can move your baby in the womb in a way that isn't pressing on your bladder and isn't like digging into your rib cage. And so when somebody comes in for a womb massage and she's pregnant or they're pregnant, we can open up the space that, one, they'll be able to breathe better. Two, they're not going to have like this heavy thing that's like weighing on their bladder. And three, ultimately your baby can then also have space to grow and expand and feel spacious. and it relaxes the whole nervous system, so then you're not freaking out. And there, that was a big thing that I just, like, at the end of my pregnancy, like, I could barely even walk.
Oh.
And, like, that already sort of, like, it's not fun, you know? It's not fun.
First of all, I mean, all mothers are superheroes.
Yes.
I can't even imagine, so, wow.
Thank you.
Yeah, and, your baby's so beautiful, too.
Oh,
thank you.
I'm like, it's just so crazy to me because it's like, this is such an incredible, incredible and profound tool for healing, mm-hmm. and could provide so many mothers or just so many people mm-hmm. with so
all womb carriers.
Much healing, like just in the sacral space alone. So you could be anybody, mm-hmm. but it's like the fact that this is not something that is widely spoken about or widely known is mm-hmm. so sad. And so it's incredible that you're doing this work to like spread this awareness and let people know that like these are things we don't have to suffer with. Like mm-hmm. there is healing available for a whole multitude of issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm not a mother. I've never had a child like in my belly. And I can't even begin to imagine like any part of that process.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, just the amount of mothers we hear talking about how like they have to pee all the time or like how they're so uncomfortable or in so much pain. Yeah. And it sounds like womb healing is something that can provide so much relief.
Absolutely. Yeah. And not just for mothers, like, yes, absolutely for mothers and more than just mothers too. Because that incontinence that happens when you have to pee all the time during birth, after birth, that's a thing. And that can also be a thing for people who've never given birth before. And our womb over time, you know that feeling when you're on a roller coaster and your heart drops?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like that, like, oh my goodness, my heart just dropped. When we feel that sensation, you can actually sometimes even feel, like when you start to connect, for me, I've started to connect in that way with my body where I could actually feel my womb drop too. And so when we are experiencing moments of stress or anxiety, our womb, it's dropping. Reacting in a way that is, it's all connected. And so even when we're eating foods that inflame and bloat you, if your belly is bloated from something you're eating, then absolutely your womb is also being inflamed and bloated. Because guess what? It's at the very bottom of all of these organs. And when all that weight is dropping on it, then it's dropping too. And so that begins to lead us to menstrual problems, irregularities, and again, more than just physical, it's like energetic too. Because when our periods are off balance, then our cycle is off balance, and then our mind begins to be off balance too.
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness.
And they just like fuel each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would like to ask about that aspect. I'm so glad you brought it up because I don't mind sharing this, but my whole life I have suffered from horrible period cramps. Mm-hmm. My mother did as well. I mean, pretty much I'm debilitated for the first day. Sometimes we'll pass out. I mean, non-functional. I'm also allergic to ibuprofen and aspirin, so I can't take medication for it. So I just sit in the bath and do the best I can. But I would love to know, like, as a womb healer, what do you have to say for people like that? Or what options are there for women who just suffer month after month with this horrible pain? Is that just a part of it? Or is there a way to address that?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And I believe there is a way to address it, and that it doesn't have to be that painful every month.
Oh.
And I've also been there, and I know that feeling of like the most intense cramps where you're like, what is this and what is happening to me? Like, this is not okay.
Yes.
And so we have been dismissed. We have been told this is normal. We have been told that this is just part of like having a period or whatever, and just like, here's some pills to numb it and let's move on and it'll be gone soon. So, you know, And my answer to that is no. Like, no, I won't settle for that. And it's true. Like, we have not been taught how to connect with our pain and how to connect with what that message might be wanting to tell us, what that pain is trying to communicate. And so I know when I'm experiencing like really intense cramps, one thing I look at is, what, first of all, like, what did I go through this past month that my body is trying to release right now?
Absolutely. Mm.
Because, and it's maybe it's not just that month, it could also be ancestrally. And it could be some, if it's like you're noticing it happen with the women, your mom's mom, like this is how it's always been. Something to look at is, what pattern here are we all carrying together? Like, what patterns am I living in right now that my mom had to live in, that my mom's mom had to live in? And energetically, there could be something there that's a tie that is ready to be released and moved past through. And that could be difficult when we don't know in our mind, like our mind and our body are trying to catch up. So our body's trying to push something out and our mind might be like, well, I don't know what you're trying to push out. It hurts.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, especially if you're numbing yourself with the pharmaceuticals, because it's like not only are you putting a Band-Aid on the physical pain, not getting to the root cause, but also numbing the spiritual or emotional and mental pain that you are then like even more anesthetized to because the pharmaceuticals put a block on all of that.
Wow.
Yes, it does. And I am an advocate for anything that just is more like natural and earth-based. Mm-hmm. And I'm also like, if you need to do that for yourself just to get through, then all for it, you know? It's there's no right or wrong way, because I just believe in body sovereignty. And if people,
yeah. Yes.
You know, are maybe moving through the mental blocks, but they need that support to just help numb that pain, then I'm all for it, you know? Ultimately, we're all on our own path here and just figuring it out. And there's a moment where we might be ready. We might be ready to say, you know what? I'm ready to get off birth control, or I'm ready to get off the pharmaceuticals that are causing me to maybe not see what really wants to be seen here. And so through that, we get to choose and we get to decide and we get to shift and we get to work with it in a way of like, you're not anything to fix, but just what can I notice here? What needs to be witnessed? What wants to be held? What wants to be acknowledged and what wants to be moved and transformed into?
Wow.
In your personal experience with yourself or even with any client experiences you're comfortable in sharing or have permission to share, but has there been any, I'm sure there have been, has there been any like insanely mind-blowing moment of like seeing the benefits or differences between like a before womb massage and after womb massage or series of womb massages?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm finding it's beyond just a womb massage. I'm finding that when we connect to our bodies in a way that there is no agenda to fix, but just nurture and be with, it begins to create this blossoming of confidence that would rise. This blossoming of and realization of desires of, wow, I want to connect with my body and I want to trust my body. And I see this trust begin to develop, because then we can intuitively begin to feel what feels good for us and what doesn't, and what how to decipher that and how to stand up for ourselves just through receiving that nurturing connection. Because ultimately they are connecting with themselves as the womb massage is being facilitated, and they get to feel like all the sensations and the or the emotions that might be trapped. Right. And so that when we get to be be with our emotions and we get to be with what's present in our bodies, then we have space to release and then we have space to expand. And it's this beautiful spiral of growth that happens. And when I see that, I see them rise into their confidence, rise into their boundaries, rise into this space of, yeah, I know what I want. And I know what feels good and I know what doesn't feel good. And I know that I can stand up for myself. So it's very interesting what starts to happen when we take care of our bodies. It starts to trickle into our mind and we show up differently.
Absolutely. Wow. And it's like, I'm sure if you're doing womb massage, and you're treating like the mental or emotional, then of course the physical is affected as well. And then vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How many times, how many sessions do you usually do on a patient, or does it always, differentiate?
So I really love to recommend a journey of at least 3 to 6 months. Like, you can come in and get one womb massage and feel good in the moment, but it takes practice. Just like when you're doing yoga, your body is, transitioning and changing, or you're working out, like it's you have to retrain your body, retrain your womb to be coaxed in that optimal positioning. You're retraining your whole self, like how to be with your energy, how to be with the emotions. So I recommend 3 to 6 months at least.
Mm.
Yeah, it's commitment. And you know what? Even after those 6 months or those 3 months, it's never really over.
Right.
And you could do all of the work for a long time and then just realize, wait, I thought I already did this work again. Yeah. And then the same things are popping up. And healing is not a linear path. It's very spiral, and things come up through time. And it's an invitation for us to just continue to just be with what's there, because clearly something hasn't fully moved or transitioned yet.
Oh, it kind of sounds like a chiropractic adjustment too, in a way. It's like you always have to go back for another adjustment. You're never fully aligned 100% of the time. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like the second you go on a roller coaster, you might displace your womb anyway. So yes. Oh, Sam, sorry, I went to Six Flags. Can I come by? I know we did all this work, but went on a roller coaster.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because it can get displaced or moved out of optimal positioning by riding a horse or running on concrete. Or jumping, or even just sleeping on one side. So it's
Describing my whole life.
Yeah.
I know that, because it's my experience too. I love to sleep on my left side. And with that, it's I know when my womb is moved and I could feel it. You'll start to feel it's tilting on one side. And so what I think is really cool is you can also adjust it yourself.
I was just going to ask.
So for me, I know if I'm going to have a meal that's going to really inflame my body and it's not going to be the healthiest thing, and I'm going to sleep on my left side, the next day I'm going to wake up feeling a little weird. But I know the moment that I feel that heaviness on one side, okay, I'm going to go ahead and just adjust my womb. Or I'm feeling off, unbalanced, okay, there's something here, let me just move my womb. And it's crazy. It's very cool, right?
It sounds like it could be painful or ticklish though.
Yeah.
It freaks me out. I don't know.
Yeah. It's definitely a fun experience, and it could be a very traumatic experience.
Oh.
So sometimes there can be energy, past energy that's stored in our body and our muscles, and it can feel uncomfortable emotionally, and it's not supposed to hurt. The closest thing that I can think about is it feels like a rubber band stretching inside of your body, and it's kind of relieving.
Really?
It's relieving. It's kind of like, oh, okay, I really needed that. It's like a deep breath. And then there's been moments where I'm just, it's like really intense. And, you know, when the intensity comes up for myself, I love to just think about what is it that's, what emotions or memories are coming up for me right now. And it's not in a way that I'm like, let me think about this. It's very much like intuitive. Mm. Like say I'm doing a self womb massage on myself, and then like a memory comes up for, and it shows up different for many people. For me, it shows up as a memory or like some sort of story. And it's like, oh, okay. I see this imbalance here is coming from XYZ. And then through that, I get to synthesize with my mind and my body in a way that is supportive for both, because our bodies are trying to catch up to our minds and our minds are trying to catch up. They're doing this thing. So when we can get them on the same page, like, okay, here's what's happening. I'm feeling this disconnect. Maybe I'm feeling left out. Maybe I'm feeling this. And like, let me just like coax my womb. Let me just hold myself. And even doing breast massage, just self-loving touch that's nurturing. How can that support whatever I'm going through? And it gets to be this like self-soothing process.
Wow. As you're describing this process of like reconnecting and like things that are coming up, it makes me realize how, as you said in the beginning, I think maybe just unfamiliar with that part of ourselves we are, because I'm thinking the only time I'm ever really aware of my womb is when I have cramps, and the rest of the time I kind of just pretend like it doesn't exist. And it makes me curious, where is my womb? Like, literally, I'm thinking, I'm like, where is it?
So right where your pelvic, where your, when you would do a womb lift, like, that would take, I would not recommend trying that by yourself.
Yeah, okay, like, I won't try.
We're not doing womb lifts just right now. But it would be about, like, around maybe four fingers from your belly.
Okay.
And then maybe like right when your when your fingers are at your pubic bone, and then it sort of like falls off your pubic bone, like that's where you would, where you could go in and do the lift.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I am planning on doing a training where I can teach people on how to do this.
Incredible.
So that's in the works, and I would love for it to be in person. And I also want everyone to have access to having that information. So I would I'm trying to find a way to make it so that it can be online and accessible in a way that's safe, because I wouldn't want anyone to hurt themselves.
Absolutely. Yeah. It sounds like something you definitely don't want to play with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said that. I was getting ready to try.
Maybe nobody, please don't try this
do that
at home. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it, you know, the womb is such a sacred organ, and it's an energetic space that is just so, it has potential to, I think, heal the planet.
Oh.
Because when we can begin to treat our bodies in that deep love and respect and reverence, then we can also begin to treat the earth differently too. Like, if we knew that our bodies are very connected to the earth, very connected to the moon, to our planet, then we would know there's not much of a separation here.
Yeah.
And so when we can learn this about ourselves and teach our children not to be so ashamed of your period, of your womb, then it also changes the mindset of our little boys too.
Yes.
And how to treat this space with respect and love and just deep reverence. And ultimately, this, I feel, would ripple out on how we treat our planet, the earth, the plants, and how we connect to nature, because it's all very connected. You know, we can see our menstrual cycle is very connected to how the moon moves and the phases and the archetypes of the moon when she's in her fullness and she's in her light. You know, right after you're done bleeding, that's your full moon. That's your maiden energy rising, and you'll feel it. Sometimes you'll feel that energy rush come through. And then, you know, when you're about to bleed and you're coming onto that time where it's time to release, that's like the new moon. It's dark. It's you go into that dark void, into that darkness within yourself that is ready to be moved out and shed and composted into new life so that we can return into the cycle. And so when we get to learn these natural cycles within ourselves, then we can plan our lives out in a way that isn't destructive.
Wow.
Amen. I love that you're laughing because you're like so connected and so tuned in right now. And what you just said was just so beautiful. Yes. And you're just sharing like bits of wisdom after bits of wisdom. Yeah. And you're so tapped in. And this like laughter is such a beautiful radiance from your soul.
It's a gift.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I know we can be very destructive when there's a disconnection, or when it's really just like that wild feminine that's wanting to come out and express and be in her raw primordial self. And it can't, sometimes isn't, because, you know, we live in a world where we have to go to work and we're on the constant go, go, go. And sometimes, like, she just wants to be in nature and, like, yes, roll around in the mud, or just, like, be in that primordial raw energy. So that's one of my favorite things of my feminine essence, is, like, being in that raw primordial self.
Oh, absolutely. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness.
I'm going to get the giggles.
You bring up such a good point about the shame surrounding the womb too. And I would like to just kind of pick your brain on that a little bit. Like, I remember when I, hopefully this isn't TMI, but when I started my period, I was very aware that I didn't want it to be a big deal. Mm-hmm. Like, for some reason, I remember going to my parents being like, okay, just so you know, this happened. Don't say anything. And I just want you to pretend like nothing's happened. Mm. And I was very, like, didn't want it to be this celebration or big deal. I just wanted it to pretend like it wasn't happening.
Absolutely.
And how does that affect a woman or anybody on a physical and energetic level? Are there consequences to that approach to the womb?
Yeah, and I feel like I really relate to that, and I know so many people relate to that, because there is such a stigma, there is such a shame of, and like, it's gross, like, we're taught our bodies are gross, right. Mm-hmm. And like, ignore this time, like, this is, like, it's weird, for sure. So we've definitely been indoctrinated with this belief system, and it's just something that's part of our society. And I would say the effects that has, it's teaching us that it's okay to think that our bodies are gross, and it's teaching us that it's okay to just like disconnect and not pay attention to our bodies. Because when we can connect to our bodies, we can intuitively feel our intuition. We could just feel our intuition. Like, our bodies are so intuitive. And so as a young girl or a young person, we hold this belief of like, I don't want anyone to know that this just happened to me. It's embarrassing. And ultimately, that's disconnecting us from our pleasure. It's disconnecting us from our purpose, our sensuality, our essence, and our just way of being and showing up in the world. It's in a way dimming our light, dimming a part of us that's a huge part of how we are and our cycles and our rhythms. It's just completely erasing that and just being like, I just want to pretend like it didn't happen. And like, that's okay. Like, that's just that's just how it is in the society that we live in. And I believe that we can shift that. Like, the way we start to shift that is celebrating ourselves and like getting okay with like, okay, our body's not gross. Like, this is really beautiful. And like, even the blood that's being released is life-giving blood. It's like nutritious. It can literally create life. It can hold life. And that is enough to be like, that's beautiful.
Wow.
Absolutely. I know. It's so true. And I laughed when you said that too. You were saying your story, but only because of the way you deliver it. Like I
laugh at me anytime.
But I was not trying to be insensitive because I think it's such a thing. There is so much shame ingrained in us, and it is such a beautiful process and so symbolic, like you were saying, of all the changes that we go through and the cycles and
And you know, I don't think it was always like this.
No.
Like this. It has happened very almost purposefully to get us to be disconnected to our bodies so that we can, you know, subscribe to the norms of you know, ultimately it's money, it's colonization, and it's money, and it's a deconstruction of what was considered sacred. If you look at indigenous cultures from thousands of years ago, like we know this. We know that the womb is a very sacred organ that is ultimately the doorway to life, you know? Mm. And so it was a way to disconnect us from that. And ultimately it's like become our reality now. And that's just how it is. And again, like I believe like we have the power to shift this. We have the power to shift this for all of the generations to come. And it really starts with us now, right here, and having these conversations.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
If people want to book a session with you, where can they like find you and reach out to you?
Oh, I would love, I'm calling on all humans that are so ready to connect to their womb and connect to their sovereign essence, their heart and their whole body. And if that feels like it's you, you can find me at Earthess, like Earth, E-S-S dot love. And on there, you can find all the information about womb healing, who it might be for, and how you can book a session.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
I want to. Thank you so much. I'm so interested in this work that you do, and I think it's so important. So thank you for spreading your message today and for sharing this with us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anything else that you would like to add or share?
Yeah, I'm feeling very excited about coming into this place where I am bridging the mind and the body together through psychosynthesis coaching, which is a way that we can begin to transmute and transcend different patterns that could be showing up in our menstrual or womb cycle or the imbalances that are happening, because sometimes it can begin in our mind and then come like start to manifest as an imbalance in our body. So part of my work is also bringing the mind and the body together in a way that synthesizes what's happening so that we can release, transmute, transcend, and ultimately be in our sovereign essence and show up as how we want to show up in the world, ultimately in our essence, in our love, in our light.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
That's so beautiful.
Thank you so much for joining us today and sharing all of the magic that you are.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. This is so special and so fun.
Come back anytime.
Anytime, please.
I learned so much. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. I don't know how to do an outro sometimes.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this. It's been so nice to have you. So nice to have Sam. Feel free to DM us if you have any questions. Get a hold of us anytime, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Please always do the outro. Please. I'm like, okay, bye.
I'm so cute.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us for this episode.
We hope you gained some valuable insight and maybe learned something new.
If you enjoyed the show, please like, subscribe, and leave a review. And don't forget to follow us on social media at The Heart of Healing Show.
Till next time.
Mwah.